NPR's business news starts with a new way of marketing high-end art. Spring auction season has kicked off in New York. Yesterday, paintings by Picasso and Monet helped the auction house Christie's sell almost $300 million worth of paintings. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, this year, Christie's is promoting its auctions in a new way with something that looks a lot like a music video.
It's pretty slick. Shot in slow motion, set to music by the electronic rock band AWOL Nation, the video opens in the warehouse at Christie's. Art handlers are moving wrapped boxes. Two of them open one to reveal a photograph from Richard Prince's Cowboy series. And then a long-haired skateboard dude rides by. The skateboarder does some jumps and cruises by renowned works by Andy Warhol and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Loic Gozer of Christie's says he wanted to give viewers a behind-the-scenes glimpse of an auction house and show the artworks in a looser, less formal way.
We always show art in the same way, on pristine galleries, on white walls, and I think that if you change a bit the context, you infuse it with a new meaning.
But here's the thing. The estimates for some of the artworks shown in this youthful, edgy video reach as high as $12 million.
I thought the video was ridiculous.
Michael Miller, who covers art for the New York Observer, says it's as if Christie's thinks it can have it both ways.
As if they're marketing to a bunch of punk rockers who like skateboarding, but, you know, have an extra $10 million just on standby to spend on a Warhol.
Christie's Loic Gozer says he knows some people will hate it and some people will like it. He admits he wants the video to generate buzz among young people, even though most of them might not be able to fathom spending $12 million on a painting. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.